avec des grosses pegs.
Simon Jinpei Aleph. This whole simon is a continuation of what we've learned in Simon Shin Pei. We have. Let's first. You have just one chutzah, and we have this person with his house over here, just a house. A lot of houses all around the chutzah. And this person forgot, or intentionally didn't join in the Eiviv. So nobody can carry. So the Eitzah is, he should be mevatel his rishus. Now remember, if you remember in Mechaber always talks about being mevatel rishus chatzeiwe. The first instance, unless somebody says clearly, we about mevatel b'ayin ro, mevatel, or we had a p'samogin of Rome, which is also a mechudish, that once you mevatel rishus beisoy, it becomes a hefkevel. So, without saying clearly, a mevatel rishus beisoy, you mevatel just rishus chatzeiwe. Which, the gain from it, is that once you're mevatel the rishus, this is the chutzah, this is his house, but he has a chelik in the chutzah, so he has to join in the eruv. So the minute he is mevatel his rishus in the chutzah, then everybody can carry, because the eruv belongs to everybody. For him to carry, or for anyone to carry from his house into the chutzah, is an issa, because his house is his, and that is everybody else's. Yeah. So, the din is Sif Aleph, Shin Pei Aleph, Din Avar Jvor Vohitzi, Sif Aleph. Hamavatl Rishusai, Vohitzi Achakach Mi Beisai Lechotze. So then he went and he was Moitzi from his house to the Chotze. So if he did it B'shoigeg, Eina Oysa, he made a mistake, it doesn't mean anything. He didn't mean anything by doing it. But Mezid, if he did it Dafka, and he's Taka Mezid, he's Oiva on Issa Durabonon of Karyig. Because you're not allowed to carry it. It's a fremd place. It hasn't got Erev with the rest of the place. Oh, but besides him doing an Avera, he makes another problem. Because it looks like he's been chuzah on his bittel. Because his bittel was, is, this is mine, and my chelik in the chod says, yours. Nothing to do with me. And the Val, now he's shown, no, it's my chodzah, because it looks like it's his chodzah. Even though he did it b'mezid, but still. Mezid, it looks like his chotzer. He didn't have Avera. He was moitzi b'mezid. Aber oisa, he asks, sharei, why? Choyze mi bituloi shabitl. He's choyze from his bitl. He's showing that, no, this is my chotzer. And if it's your chotzer and you're not in the Erev, then you've made a problem. Aber, ve'em echziku b'ikva, if the people in the chotzer have already shown that we have taken it away, your chelik in the chotzer from you. How have we shown that we've taken your chelik in the chotzer away? Because really, you know, we weren't allowed to carry. You're not allowed to carry in this chotzer because one person didn't give in the eruv. But we went and we carried in the chotzer. We carried in and out of our houses into the chotzer. So we've shown that this is our chotzer now. Once they've shown it's our chotzer, he can't just get it back with his mezid of taking out because they've made a chazoka. All these dinim are not proper dinim, chas v'sholem. They're not proper halachas that ikelu, like in Hilchas Bava Basra, you're machzik and it's yours and it's not yours. We're not going to a din toyer now in Chosha Mishpat, whose it is and whose it not. That's not. It's all dinim which are based on the way the chachomim set it out to have the issa from carrying from one chotzer to another chotzer, one bias to another chotzer, shuz yoch, and only a drabonon. And the drabonon gave special eterim to make, if you forget, or whatever, to make it, they can still carry. So this is based on those, and they made our shores of somebody that goes in and is machzik again, so the bittel works. But if he's machzik again, the bittel, if he goes and takes out from his house, the bittel doesn't work. And if he's showing that, if they have shown already that they've been machzik, then we can ignore the fact that he went and took out afterwards. But this alts geboit on the way the chum made the dinim. That's either way around. They've either taken into the chutzah or out of the chutzah. That means it doesn't help. He can't be chayz anymore. Well, Rashi is a chiddush. Ein chazoka meyeles. Although, forget, Rashi is not such a chiddush. El Rashi ein chazoka meyeles. Elim ken echziku mishachashecha. Rashi says if they were carrying out before Shabbos, the Gornish, because anyway you'd have to carry before Shabbos, it's no Gaya. I can carry anywhere I want before, I can actually still have before Shabbos. So the only Gaya would be if they carry on Shabbos. So Bemis, the Mechaber brings it as a first shitta, as a second shitta, as if we don't pass it like that. The Bialucha says you, have to, you should be Machmi for Rashi, because a lot of Rishonim go with the shitta of Rashi. Zog the Mishabura, Vahoitzi Achakein, Perish She'ova Vahoitzi, because he wasn't allowed to. Because he has separated his house from the chotzer. Here you have it. Bemezid oisal b'nei chotzer letaltel. Bemezid, he asks on the b'nei chotzer during the taltel, shari choyzer, shenirik, choyzer, umachzik. If you look here in the Be'alocha, before we turn over, there's a Yad Ephraim that says a big chiddush. I'm Yad Ephraim shemuvura boy, dafilim hoitzi be'erev Shabbos nami k'choyzer mebituloi. For some reason, he doesn't want to be involved in this erev. Not, you can't be mevatel even on Shabbos, we learned before. He forgot on Shabbos. But for some reason, he didn't want to be involved in this Erev. So already Shabbos at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he said, I'm not being involved in the Erev. Okay, I don't care about the Chotz, I'm mevatel thing with the Chotz. Very nice. An hour later, he starts carrying out. It's not yet Shabbos. The other Ephraim holds, that's also a bittel. That's a big chiddush. Because carrying out before Shabbos, oh, it's similar a bit to the Mechaber. But I'll say, it's carrying out before Shabbos is not doing it Issa at all. Yeah, but Shoyg again knows it anyway. So obviously, bemezid, like the other friend, bemezid doesn't. And it's not called carry. Bemezid doesn't have to be bemezid because he's doing it issa. Like the other friend, bemezid means just he intentionally did it. He's showing he's not about. Well, when you carry, when I come into seagull clothes and I carry from house to house on Erev Shabbos, I'm showing I'm a balim.
Why is carrying different than walking?
Why walking? Walking.
Since not
Malacha,
what
more? So, right, the Mishabuah is Cholik. Come, can only share as much as the Mishabuah is Cholik. Ain't out of a Muchrach. Right, so, Mishabuah is like a Cholik. But the other friend, Zuckerly, brings the other friend. Good. Let's turn over. So, Pashtus is Nishna, so Mishabuah seems to be very unhappy with it. Ain't a Muchrach. Shall Cholik has to be do on Shabbos. Shall Cholik, Shinirik, Cholik, Machzik, Bushus, Shabotl, Common, can him Cholik, Akar, and Vatl, Mechodosh, Mahani. See, Mishabuah's got a kulak. Okay, so he says, all right, I'll be a good boy, I won't do it anymore. I'll be mevatel again. So Mishabuah says, Mahani, it comes from a certain Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonason, but the Chaznish is Cholik. Rabbeinu Yonason has other Rishonim that say, that once he doesn't help to be mevatel again now, he's lost his chance. Now, what is he doing? He's carrying out into the Chotzer. Kosva Mogen Avrom, to learn winner, Kshichoyze Machzik, Ele Al Dei Hoitzor, Mibayis Lechotzer. Even though he's not allowed to, that's not a simon that is machzik b'chotze. Because machzik b'chotze means when you're show, like bringing it into your house, he says, push it means I need something in my house. I mean, I need something in my house, I brought it in. I'm not showing, what did I give away? The chotze. I gave a chotze, but I need something in my house, I brought it in. Taking something out, you're showing that it's my chotzer and I take out my washing into the chotzer. So the Mugavram holds that this chotzer maybe truly only works one way. Mechaber says clearly that chazokah helps of the other, that he can't do it after their being machzik, and their being machzik makes no difference if they took out or they took in. So that's why Sach Poskim hold here as well. His chazorah also doesn't make a difference if it was out or in.
You're going to be bais lebais der chotzer.
Bais lebais
der chotzer.
We can turn to bais lebais der chotzer.
Is that called go carrying in the chotzer?
Not sure what you mean. Bais lebais chotzer.
You got a chotzer. You got two bathrooms. You go from this bais through the chotzer.
Was not coming. He went through the chotzer. Was not coming.
He went into
the chotzer. It was where he drops it. He went into the chotzer carrying the shatzir. Look at this first line of shatzir, and we said b'mezid he took a chozer mebituloi, and then Mishabuah holds. So, but if you want later, he could do tshuva. He can be mevatel again. Yeah, but the din is later that an avarian, somebody that's mechal shabbos for hesia, can't be mevatel. So b'zoi, if he was b'mezid being moitzi from here to here, even though it's only Issa Durabonon, he wasn't carrying in the street, it's Issa Durabonon, because that house is his, and that becomes them. So it's Mamsha Issa Durabonon to carry out. If he did that, L'choy is an Avarian. If he's an Avarian, then he can do it, then he can't be Mevatla later, which we said he can Mevatla later. So that's only if he did it before Hesia, we see later. For Hesia, he can't be Mevatla again, but we're talking about he didn't do it before Hesia, therefore, he can still be Mevatla again. So the Mishabuya weiter. Then they caught in before him, and therefore ein yochel lachzer dekol mekam chazoka mayile bekniya. V'afu bishein ze chazoka gemuya. It's not a proper chazoka. Afelochei kilu chachomem de mahani kesha chazokas. Or a day azu mahani chazoka in cheshmish, but it's not chazoka unless you do something in the field. It doesn't matter. And Rashi holds only Mishachashecha the Miboid Yom Lemichamilsa. So what are we taking out? It's not Chazaka. So Gambolei Bitlechon Leiz Lachsivan Bi Aloch Shashahach Mikdeezu. You should be machvei like the second Shita, and you have to wait. He can still be change his bittle if they haven't yet been machzik after Nacht. This is all talking about that he was only gave away his house. He only gave away the chotzer. See, if you would have given away the house as well, then you have to know, then it's not so simple, because when he's taking out from his house to the chotzer, yeah, it's got different dinim, because he's allowed to take out from his house to the chotzer. But also only wants to be machzik, but afterwards he could. Understand? If we're talking about he was only mevatel letzer, then taking out from his house to chotzer is a issa. But if he was mevatel his house as well, so everything becomes theirs. So then, we learned before, it's put here somewhere as well. Then before, there later. Then he's allowed to, once they're being machzik, not just he can't spoil it, he's taka allowed to take out from his house to the chotzer. Because everything belongs to them and not him. Sif base. Yes, this is all. Sif base is chazorah. Pardon? Yeah. Once, because everything belongs to them, his house as well. If he's mevatel his house as well, clearly.
Everything
he's an oyreach, he's a guest by them, and just like he's allowed to take from theirs, so he's allowed to take from his own, because everything belongs to them. So he's a guest. One person can be a guest by all of them, he could do what he wants, but there's a din there that they have to be machzik first, before he takes off from his own house. See base. Yesh bitl l'shus mechotze l'chotze. See this? Because there's machlokes in the Gemara exactly where the bitl works. So the Mechaber starts off with a klal we paskin, that it doesn't have to be dafka from house to house. It doesn't have to be the way I've said till now. The way I said till now was there was one chotzer, and there's one person that's part of the chotzer and wasn't mevatel. Now we can talk about there's two separate chatzeros, either belonging to single people or belonging to each one has got 10 people in it. Let's say the Val, even though they've got entrances to the street, and there was a Pesach between them, and then they decide in Mitten Shabbos that let's not have separate Erevin, let's have one big Erev. Let's say Parkside and Westwood. So they've got two separate Erevin each one. And then in the middle of Shabbos, they decide that somebody needs something in Westwood from Parkside. So the whole of Westwood will be mevatled to Parkside, and then Parkside can carry into Westwood. Or two sets private people, we said. But some hold that you can't do that. You can only do it in the case we said before, when there's one house in a whole chotzer. So thus hyped on the Mechaber, we pass in Lekula, in all these cases.
All 10 people can't be
battled. Last week. So 10 people can be battled to 10 people. The only thing, if they've already got an Erev. The only nafkamina is that they can't, that the people that got can't carry afterwards. You can always be mevatel to people, either one person or a whole chev without got eruv, even a lot of people.
They can't carry.
Or afterwards, that's the second shlav, yeah. But the Val, that's what I said, that way around. If they need something in Parkside from thing, they're mevatel to them, and then Westwood can come and schlep it from Parkside, because the whole thing belongs now to Westwood. Yeah, see base. Yes, bitl reshus mechotze lechotze loishno shtei chatzeres, two chatzeres, upesach beinein, ve'uva kolachas la'atzma. They each made Erev. So they made Erev. Separate. V'loishna Erevu Yachad. What an Erevu you'll see because one forgot. Yecholak, even though they have a big Erev, but one forgot. Yecholak kolachas levatel reshus lechavita liyos mitayos yishtamashba v'loi hi. Now when you're mevatel to the other one, they use it and you can't anymore. A lot of people, they can't. Loishna, because they can't be Ochim. Loishna shtei chatzeres zu lifnum zu. Two chatzeres, you can have them, two chatzeres zu lifnum zu. That you have the streets over here, one chotzer, which have to walk through that chotzer to get there. And what happened? So we have a problem now, because if this one was only made the Erev Shepinimis Oiseres Alachitzoina, because the Pinimis, even though it's got a gate, but the Masa, it's the walk through, and the din is Regel, Oiseres, Bimkoima, Asas on the Pinimis. So they have to walk through there to get Shusram, and they didn't make an Erev, so the Regel Oiseres, so they Asa. The Eitzah is, they're mevatel to them. What does that mean, this bitl reshus? They're not mevatel their rishus really, because before we had one chotzer, and this person owns part of the chotzer because he has a house in the chotzer. He has to be mevatel his rishus in the chotzer. These people have no ownership in here. They have their chotzer. They have their chotzer. The only ownership they have is they have to walk through to get to the street. So that is exactly what they're mevatel. So what do they do? Yichoyle levatel la rishusa shle tishtamesh v'le tava eleo. Because they have a certain amount of ishtamshus. They're allowed to walk through, let's say, with big boxes or whatever. Hard to say what this ishtamshus is. But they have a certain amount of ishtamshus, and that they're mevatel. Abba doesn't stop them walking through. Ella, they're allowed to go. When they need to go out, they're allowed to go through. And then the outer one owns everything, owns this chotzer as well, then it's mutter. Or another case, if they did make an eruv both together, and the eruv was put over here, and there's only one eruv, so he's spoiling the eruv. Then they yochel levatel rishusoi. This one should be mevatel his rishus. What does he have to mevatel? Rishyatel rishusoi lekal echad mebnei apnimis to all the inner ones. V'gam his drisa soregel on the outer one. V'gam lechal echad mebnei achitzoin. V'hu levatel v'osa and he's bigayin zosa v'kulam mitoyim because they've all got big eruv. He has to walk through there and he forgot, so he has to mevatel to them his ishtamshus in the chotzer because he owns a part of the chotzer, and to them his drisa soregel. And then everything is good. And the Mishnah brings other cases, all geboit on what we learned to Shin Pei. See, Zain. Yesh bit lushus v'chotzer l'chotzer g'mesh, yesh bit lushus v'bayis l'bayis v'chotzer echot. Like you could have one person in one being mevatel to them, you can have a whole chotzer being mevatel to them, or one person in the chotzer. If all the kolach zatzim dilo yehuv e'im mevatlin. This is always, if they haven't made a eruv, you can't be mevatel to them. You can only mevatel to people where they've, after they've accepted the bittel, they can carry, either because it's one or because a few people with a eruv. Questions about b'shim b'shim bed l'shnayim mevatsh kolach l'isa chaver. V'loishn eruv yach amayim sheshoch arach mevatel eruv. Diyoch levashus l'mechotz shaloi v'gam l'bnei acheres. He's mevatel to his chotzer and to the rest. Liyus meteres v'lo yi koy aresh. Ech she'ev kolach zatzim each one made a eruv. Da mevatlin rishusam shavasurim lo yitzim mibotayim l'chotzer. If you have a lot of people, they won't be allowed to do anything afterwards. If it's only one person, if the whole people are mevatel to them because it was two separate eruvin, then after their mevatel, all these people can't become visitors, so they all become asa and they become mutter. If it's only one person can become a visitor. So he afterwards, but levat, he becomes asa. Talking about if he didn't mevatel, wasn't mevatel his house, who levat asa v'kulam mutter. Ela achitzoyne, dem gam achitzoyne le'eruv le'yashu bevitel, dem vashu shus t'shnayim, you can't be mevatel to two people that haven't got eruv between them. Levada v'ozav ha'pnimis regulas ruvim koima, the problem is that the chitzoyne made eruv and the pnimis didn't have a pnimis regulas ruvim koima, v'yisayash ruvim koima. So b'shosh, so what does he do? He's mevatel to them and to them, b'shosh t'zuyis l'ochos. Dein d'yis regul oysay le'masiyas tashmish. D'yis regul only asks as masiyas tashmish, so he's mevatel the amount of rishus he has to do asiyas tashmish in that outer chotzer, which is very hard to know exactly what the deeds are about. But that's ungenemen in the Torah that he has a certain amount of seis tashmish, but he's still allowed to walk through to go to shul. V'nosnei ruvan bechitzoyin lelav dafka. Do adin nosnei ruvan bepnimis gam kentzor chapnim elevat lushusel lishnei chatzeres. V'loisag, he's the forgetter. He has to still be mevatel to everyone. V'loisagi b'shivat lepnimis levavi hiorich legabav liyasalev. Achi yisal kesu negam v'sham shchotz achoyna. And they'll all say, dikev, and it doesn't help you now. Once they made one big eruv, you always have to be mevatel to all of them. If they wouldn't have made one big eruv, he can just be mevatel to them and finish. And they're happy. And we learn later, if they make a mistake, they can just close the doors. Oh, but now they can't close the doors because they've already made one big eruv, and from their people, one forgot the pnimis, then he has to, they have to go continue with the big eruv, and he has to rattle to all of them. It's all one big thing. Can't do that. It was because they were one big eruv, and it wasn't the chitzoyne that forgot. It was the pnimi that forgot. Meila, they have to stay together. If the eruv is in the outer one, avada, they can't forget about the outer one because they need eruv. And they need the eruv. So he has to be mevatel side to the inner and side to the outer. Yesh bitl rishus b'chover. Again, another din. Because there's machlokes in the Gemara whether you can be mevatel even a chotzer. There's machlokes in the Gemara whether you can mevatel b'chover. The din is, you can even mevatel b'chover, which means, emoy shnei batim, we've got two houses. B'chover b'neim, shisha shneim. Because there's rishonim that say, chover is not so important. You don't need a chalva. Master Meshigah, you need a chalva Shabbos. You didn't make a eruv. You manage without a eruv. It's your own fault for not making a eruv. Mishleim a chotzah. Everyone needs a chotzah. And Meili, you didn't make a eruv. So the Chum had rachmunas, and they said you can do bittel. Oh, but this place is hardly used. About it's got Pesach in there, Pesach over there. It's hardly used. Meila, we didn't give you the heter of chalva to make a bittel in a chalva. Kamash Malon, we don't paskin like that. Yes, bittel rishus b'chalva. Shemoy shnei batim b'chalva b'neim. Shisha. Somebody asked me in the shiur in the afternoon, and in the other shiur, he said, "Is it halacha lemaisa? Are we allowed to do bittel?" So I said, "Then I've learned shabua halacha. Nobody says you can't. People don't do it. People don't know the halacha. So I'm not saying, but if you have two chatzeres and you got a next door neighbor, your baby needs a bottle, and you got a pesach between them, but you haven't got eruv, so you're mevatel your rishus to your next door neighbor." And your next-door neighbor can bring the bottle. You can't, because you can't be a guest by one, like the Mechaba. So your next-door neighbor will bring you the bottle. I don't see why not. The Val, I saw now in Dakamoisha, brings a Maril. Yesh oimim shabizman azeh ein mevatlin. But yesh oimim nishazoy. Actually, it's not brought. I haven't seen it brought anywhere here in Shabuah. So, yesh oimim maril.